You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hello, Delta IC. My name is Francis, and I'm one of the leaders at Delta IC Ministry. I hope and pray all of you are persevering this time with the help of our gracious Lord. Today, my devotion is on John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Please pause this podcast and open your Bibles with me to John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. In this passage, Jesus is talking to his 11 disciples. This scene takes place after Judas had gone out to bring the soldiers and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees in order to arrest Jesus. Jesus was about to get arrested to be crucified and die on the cross for our sins. Here, Jesus repeatedly talks about love. He also ties the relationship between obedience and love. Verses 10 to 11 read, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." Obedience to Christ is an indication of genuine love for him. Let me ask you today, do you love our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you been trying to stay obedient to Jesus Christ without knowing his love for you? Verses 11 to 14 read, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command." Let me ask you another question. When was the greatest act of love displayed in history? This took place 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ was crucified and died on the cross for our own sins to give us eternal life. Jesus Christ first loved us. He loved us so much that he sacrificed his own life for us. His love for us never changes. What is the greatest commandment Jesus told us to follow? Matthew 37, 38-39 read, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Therefore, our obedience to Christ's commandments means that you love him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. How can we truly obey someone? It only happens when we genuinely love that person. Jesus Christ submitted to his Father's will and remained in his Father's love. So the only way we can truly obey Christ's commandments is if we actually love Jesus Christ. What encourages you to obey Christ? Is it because of your family culture? Or you are taught that this makes you a nice person? Or are you doing this to simply get into heaven? I want to encourage you that when we know Christ's love for us and we remain in his love, we can then genuinely obey Christ. Also, why did Jesus Christ tell us to remain obedient to him and stay in his love? Jesus tells us in verse 11, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Just as Jesus Christ had true joy in obeying his Father, even in tough times, we will also have true joy in our obedience to Jesus Christ, even in tough times. Let me end this devotion with these verses. Hebrews 12, 1-3 read, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For this joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to humbly come before you today, but it is very hard because of our pride and sinful nature. Please forgive us. Thank you for first loving us so that we may be able to know and love you in return. Thank you for showing us the greatest act of love, which was displayed 2,000 years ago through your one and only Son, Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross for our sins. In order to set us free from the power of sin and the penalty of sins, which is eternal death. Please transform our hearts so that we may be able to experience your love and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, for us. From this perfect love, may we then be able to obey you by loving you with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Also, please help us to experience the true joy that Jesus Christ had when enduring the cross, so that we may also be able to obey you and your Son, Jesus Christ. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.